Skagway has a new medical director. Haines is reporting zero COVID cases in the Chilkat Valley, and Alaska scrambles to spend nearly $100 million in federal child care relief as centers close. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Skagway's medical clinic has seen high turnover during the last year and a half. One of the positions recently vacated was the medical director. This month, the municipality hired a new permanent provider to fill the role. KHNS's Mike Swayze caught up with the new medical director to discuss his vision for the clinic's future.
Brent Kunzler booked a one-way ticket from the lower 48 to Skagway for his final in-person interview because he was convinced he'd take the job as physician's assistant and medical director at Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic. He says he has always been interested in working in Alaska.
Mainly where it's not too snowy, and here I am.
Kunzler says he hopes to make some changes in the next few months, like expanding access to mental health services.
Yeah, the problem obviously in remote areas is accessibility to doctors. So the best way in remote medicine is to do telehealth, telepsych. Those are easier to get in touch with the right person, and I think that's what we're going to end up doing for sure.
He says Skagway's response to the pandemic has been proactive, and he sees that as a positive. He also says continuing current policies will help mitigate potential spread of the virus.
Number one, vaccination is a good thing. Mask wearing, hand washing, being aware, I think, is a big thing. I know the cases have been fairly small, and that's the intent, is to keep them small.
Right now, COVID-19 testing for travelers looking to get into Canada from Skagway is limited. Kunzler says he thinks that will change soon.
I know that we have form machines we're going to start opening up for travel, I would guess, in the next week or so.
He was born in Utah, then entered military service in 1969 to be a medic for the Green Berets. He earned his degree as a physician's assistant from Stanford University and his master's from A.T. Stills University in Arizona.
Funny thing, my last paper, I was 20 miles south of Syria, getting ready to send it, and a mortar hit our generator, knocked it out. So my last paper was late to be sent in. It's kind of annoying.
He would go on to earn a doctorate from A.T. Stills University as well. Kunzler has three daughters and three grandchildren. He says he's a people person and a strong believer in government transparency, including what happens at the municipally run clinic.
And I always pretty a straight shooter. I don't really mince words too much. I don't like that much. I think when you ask a question, I'll answer the question. And if I know the answer, then I'll tell it. If I don't know it, I'll find it out. That's the kind of guy I am.
Earlier this year, Skagway officials invited a regional tribal healthcare organization to make a proposal to take over operations at the Dahl Memorial Clinic. That proposal hasn't been made yet. Kunzler offered no opinion on the potential deal, saying, whatever happens, happens. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
Haines is reporting zero new positive COVID cases as of Tuesday and zero known active cases for the first time since July. The Haines EOC is continuing to encourage all those 12 and older to get vaccinated and all individuals 6 months and older to get their flu shots. COVID vaccine clinics are every Tuesday and Thursday at the Haines Health Center, including booster shots. COVID testing is available by appointment. Skagway reported one new positive COVID case as of Wednesday, and there is concern for community spread. Testing is available by appointment at the Dahl Memorial Clinic. And Klukwan is reporting zero active cases. The first round of checks are in the mail to help child care centers across the state. They're only a small fraction of the nearly $100 million in federal COVID relief funding Alaska has to stabilize its child care system. As Claire Strempel reports for KTOO, child care centers say they need more and it can't come fast enough.
So this is our preschool room. This is our 3 to 4-year-olds. The desks in the room come up to Amanda Gornick's shins. She's the director of Gold Creek Child Development Center, a preschool and daycare in downtown Juneau.
So this room we can have up to 12, or actually up to 20, but we currently only have 6 in here.
She's running at under half capacity right now, at serious financial cost to the business. Just 29 students are enrolled, and that's despite huge demand.
I have 125 kids on our waiting list, and we know that we have the room, but if we don't have the staff, we can't offer those spots and we can't fill them.
Gornick is trying to hire. She's offering a $1,000 signing bonus. She has 11 teachers, and she would like about 3 more. But things are going in the wrong direction. Gornick has been director for only 2 months, and 2 teachers have put in their notice since she started.
COVID is stressing our staffs out. Because we don't have as many here, they're overworked. We have a lot of teachers doing overtime, just not feeling like burned out, feeling overwhelmed, stress sometimes isn't worth it for them, and so they're leaving. And it's devastating to us all.
COVID-19 is stressing a system that was already struggling. Nearly a fifth of the state's licensed child care facilities have closed since March 2020. Relief money is on the way. The state received about $95 million from the federal government this spring to address the child care crunch. And it's scrambling to figure out how best to distribute the money. That's while guidance from the feds trickles in after. So far, the state has written a grant program to distribute only $5 million of that statewide.
And we are hearing that providers are concerned that there isn't enough funding being distributed initially and that the timeline is taking too long.
Shonda O'Brien is the director of the Division of Public Assistance, the office responsible for distributing the funds to child care centers. O'Brien's staff is moving cautiously because the federal millions are a one-time payment. They want to make an impact that's sustainable with a funding source that's limited. The typical budget to manage Alaska's child care programs is about $28 million. Federal relief more than quadruples it.
You know, our role in it traditionally has not really existed at the level that it does now because of the funding that we have. So the funding is really giving us the ability to help address those issues.
So she and her staff just got the windfall of their dreams, but say it's a challenge to spend it right. Meanwhile, care centers are hurting. Gornick's Juneau Preschool asked the state for $6,800 and is likely to get it. The state is awarding all requests up to $11,000 from qualifying centers. Gornick plans to spend hers on bonuses for her current teachers and signing bonuses to attract new ones. But how far will that $6,800 go?
Not very far, but we will take anything that we can get, and I'm blessed to use this to further our recruitment process.
By the end of the year, the state aims to have a plan for the remaining $90 million. Applications for the next round of funding should be available between January and March. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.